Take a deep breath and open yourself to receive yourself. Every inhale and exhale are reminders that you're perfectly safe and dwelling in the very heart of divine love. Your breath is the evidence how vast and beautiful life is. Like your breath and yourself, life resides in the moment. In its indescribable vastness, radiance and simplicity. As you're breathing, you're inviting yourself to release the hesitancy to be alive. To say goodbye to the distrusting that you fear towards life. Life is the never-ending breath of the divine, and you are the divine, meaning that life is not something residing outside of yourself, but it dwells within you, coming forth from the very core of your being. With your next breath, relax deeper into your heart. Just surrender into your breathing. Until there's only oneness. You are your breath, flowing, inhaling and exhaling, deeper and deeper into your body. Your breath is stillness. And as it is permeating every cell of your body, stillness is returning to your cells. During your time in utero, first you were just energy. You created your blueprint according into your history, weaving into this blueprint the information from your mother, your father, the energy of the marriage, of the environment your parents were living in, as well as family ancestral imprints, and of course the collective status quo. At that point again, all you were within your mother's womb was energy. And then the energy started to configure atoms. Atoms that would manifest into cells. Cells into organs and systems, glands, bones, blood, other fluid systems, and so forth. So every atom mirrors a story. It has manifested perceptions, beliefs, conditions, it continuously physicalizes, or they continuously physicalize your state of awareness. So your emotional, energetic, mental realities will be manifested by your atoms. Mirroring back to you a physical reality of your making. What it really tells us is that although there are conditionings, imprints, the cells and the DNA are not constant and rigid in their script. They're capable of changing as you're shifting. Right now, you can meet and merge with your atoms as you're breathing. Not to overlay them with mental concepts about health and youth and whatnot, but just be in unity with your atoms. Know that you're safe and secure and held in the very heart of love, so that you can understand and be aware of the very core construct of your atoms, the underlying programs and energies that configured yourself. Whatever may arise, whether it is hesitancy, rejection, the fear of being physical, the rage of others, the generational history of hardship and endurance, your own creation story of the absence of nurturance and love. Depletion of one's innocence because nobody was there to cherish you. The terror of not belonging, of being left behind. Again, so whatever may arise, breathe into it. Because these are aspects that you utilize to create your own body and reality. Just allow everything to happen. You don't need to understand nor monitor. Only surrender into what is unfolding. As you breathe, all the stories within yourself become quiet to the point where each cell, each atom moves into the still point. No more movement, no more creation. All mirroring stops. In the stillness, you dwell in the time, or rather in the moment before your own creation. Remember, you are safe and secure to be nothing. you might experience, like most people do, very strong agitation. Because the first molecular as well as instinctual pattern is survival. And in that instant, when you let go and become still, primordial, or rather very early primitive mechanism, is triggered. Just breathe. Breathe into it. Continue to be still. To survive, it's a prime evil imprint within every atom on this planet and solar system. Because of the seemingly loss of unity. Where apparently life turned into existence and infinity became finite. And of course, in these days of planetary chaos, and those who represent shadow trying to prevent the physicalization of unity consciousness, as well as the metamorphosis into unity consciousness, trigger this very original and eon-old patterns so that they can hear. very atomic constellation of existence is crumbling, because an existence with a reality that does not mirror the beauty of life, it rather is a manifestation of trauma, conditionings, hypnosis, illusions, and so forth. This is happening throughout physicality. Therefore, what you know as life is really the vast story of existence. And as it is falling down, the entire collective worldwide is undergoing a destabilization. It is positive, yet intense. Transformation occurs when old structures cannot continue to exist. There's a movement into a new expression. And therefore, the physicalization of a life that reflects the divine within. when all gets quiet within your body and cells. When your atoms stop vibrating, the stories of past and suffering, of unfulfillment and separation into reality. Then, more and more, the miraculousness of life can unfold within yourself. Then your DNA your mitochondria will start to sing the song of life. Expressing a vitality so harmonious and yet powerful. No mental activity is needed. No intention set. Just breathe and let the old unwind. The freedom to be. To live the radiance of your essence. Can be manifested in your atoms. Can be the isness of yourself. Notice when your mind is trying to step in, to configure your atoms. Then breathe. Step back. Surrender deeper. Settle into the emptiness of yourself. It is perfectly natural to be nothing. you know, the mind has to doubt. So it will question the validity. Of your safety, of your ability to be free. Remember, the mind is a continuous expression of distrust. Eventually, it will lessen more and more to the point where it is vanishing. But through your own mind, you're hooked into the collective mind and unconsciousness. In that moment where your mind becomes very agitated, ask yourself, are these my thoughts or do they belong to the collective or somebody I am close to? In polarity consciousness, everything is based upon separation. Mirroring a deep divide. Yet, as the unity consciousness is birthing beyond the energetic into the physical, these divides are vanishing, weakening, diminishing, and vanishing. Therefore, you will feel much more the collective. Allow yourself more and more to dwell in the state of undefinedness. Where your atoms are just pure stillness. Whenever you have time, go back into yourself. Allow the still point to unfold. So that any stories can be released and free the atoms of yourself. The beauty and vitality of life reside in yourself. Your body can become the physical expression of freedom, of delight, of oneness. Trust in the stillness of your breath. My love to all of you. Namaste and goodbye for today.